the flying car takes another step toward reality. Another TSA employee runs afoul of the law. And the airshow world suffers a tragic loss. These stories and more are part of today's edition of Aero News. It's Friday, April the 6th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. For the second time in as many weeks comes news of a successful flight test of a flying car prototype. The Dutch company PAL-V, or Personal Air and Land Vehicle, has announced a series of successful test flights of its flying car. The PAL-V is a three-wheeled vehicle that combines the comfort of a car with the agility of a motorcycle. When flying, the PAL-V is like a standard gyrocopter. Lift is provided by an auto-rotating rotor and forward speed from a foldable push propeller on the rear. On the road, it drives like a car. The driving prototype was successfully tested in 2009. Flight range will be between 220 and 315 miles, while driving range will be about 750 miles on a tank of gas. The PAL-V can reach speeds of 110 miles per hour both in the air and on land. It needs only a 540-foot strip for takeoff and can land most anywhere. The aircraft cannot stall, and licensing will require only about 20 to 30 hours of training. PAL-V, the company, is seeking investors and says it is determined to play a leading role in the personal air traffic market. Just last week, Terra Fugia also announced the successful test flight of their flying car, the Transition Street Legal Airplane. And along with these developments comes formation of the International Flying Car Association. The IFCA intends to serve as the central resource center for information and communication between the flying car industry, news networks, governments, and those seeking further information worldwide. Services provided by IFCA include, but are not limited to, a quarterly publication providing updates on the industry, as well as surveys and forums that will allow those interested to be able to express their opinions and help influence the future as the industry develops. A TSA screener was arrested after throwing a cup of hot coffee over a pilot who told her to stop swearing. TSA employee Letitia L., age 30, was in the middle of a conversation with work colleagues at a JFK airport terminal when she was interrupted by the American Airlines pilot. Off-duty airman Stephen Trevett, 54, was exiting Terminal 8 when he overheard L swearing and asked her to tone down the profanity. Trevett of Butler, Tennessee, told them they should conduct themselves more professionally in uniform and not use profanity or the N-word, according to the New York Post. Trevett then identified himself as a TSA officer, an armed pilot, before trying to grab the ID tags of screener L to get her name. But L responded by hurling a full cup of hot coffee over the pilot. Trevett was not seriously injured. L, of Brooklyn's East New York, was charged with harassment and misdemeanor assault for the incident that occurred on March the 28th. The airshow community is grieving today over the tragic loss of well-known pilot Howard Pardue of Texas. The 77-year-old Pardue was killed Wednesday afternoon when the vintage F-8F Grumman Bearcat he was piloting crashed shortly after takeoff from the Stevens County Airport in West Texas, about 90 miles west of Fort Worth. Officials say the aircraft had just cleared the runway when it went down and burned on impact. The 1945 Warbird had a valid airworthiness certificate. Pardue was a regular at the annual Reno air races. Space Exploration Technologies, SpaceX, announced Thursday it has assembled a team of outside experts to help the company create the world's safest human spaceflight system. The Independent Safety Advisory Panel is composed of leading human spaceflight safety experts, including several former NASA astronauts and senior NASA officials. The panel will provide objective assessments of the safety of the Dragon spacecraft and Falcon 9 rocket to help SpaceX maintain the highest level of safety. Among the experts joining the SpaceX Safety Advisory Panel are Dr. Leroy Chow, Ph.D., former NASA astronaut and former International Space Station commander; Dr. G. Scott Hubbard, former director of NASA's Ames Research Center; Dr. Richard T. Jennings, M.D., M.S., and former chief of medicine for NASA's Johnson Space Center; Captain Mark Kelly, former NASA astronaut and former space shuttle commander; and Dr. Edward Liu, Ph.D., and a former NASA astronaut. The panel will convene this fall and will continue its work well after SpaceX begins flying into space. Meanwhile, Boeing has completed the first successful parachute test drop of the Crew Space Transportation, or CST-100, spacecraft. An Ericsson Skycrane helicopter lifted the CST-100 test vehicle to about 11,000 feet and released it. three main parachutes deployed to slow the capsule's descent before six airbags inflated, providing a smooth ground landing. The event was the first drop test of the fully combined vehicle landing system, including all elements. The test occurred Thursday at the DeLamar Dry Lake Bed near Alamo, Nevada, and a second test is planned for later this month. When Aero News continues, we stay in space, the Space Shuttle Discovery, that is, making her final voyage. AEA announces its member and associate member of the year, and there's a new code of conduct for aviators. Guardian Avionics proudly introduces the Aero 454, a TSO'd in-flight Bluetooth information interface between your avionics and your passengers' iPads and iPhones. Check it out today at www.guardianavionics.com. Universal Avionics' next major software release for the WAS, SBAS-FMS, SCN-1001/1101 includes several new features: FlexPerf to provide trip performance calculations, an airdrop feature, and a new ARC search pattern. Expected to become available fourth quarter of this year. For more information, visit www.uasc.com. Aspen offers the most flexible and affordable certified synthetic vision available. Evolution Synthetic Vision is now here. Customizable display layouts enhance the data you need for each phase of flight. Built-in terrain warning system combines terrain and flight path marker coloring, caution and warning text, and an audio warning signal to alert you when terrain or obstacle hazards conflict with your flight path. Aspen Avionics, a new way to look at avionics. The twin-engine Oracle CRN2120 offers a robust feature list, including a fully redundant dual-screen display not offered with other engine monitoring systems. STC Primary, the Oracle, will soon be available in fixed-wing turbine and rotorcraft versions. Visit www.ultra-oracle.com for more information. Guardian Avionics proudly introduces the Aero 454, a TSO'd in-flight Bluetooth information interface between your avionics and your passengers' iPads and iPhones. Check it out today at www.guardianavionics.com. Aero News continues now. I'm Glenn Moyer. Space Shuttle Discovery will be officially received by the Smithsonian and placed on permanent display, replacing the Shuttle Enterprise in the Udvar-Hazy Center on Thursday, April 19th. Prior to that, the shuttle is expected to make a low-level flyby, a photo op, at Dulles International Airport on Tuesday, the 17th. The official ceremony for a reception is on the 19th and is open and free to the public, and will include 14 of Discovery's 31 living commanders. The ceremony begins at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And yet another party has come to the Pinnacle Airlines bankruptcy dance. The Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, issued a statement Monday after Pinnacle Airlines, which merged with Mesaba Airlines in January, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. AFA is the certified representative for the Mesaba flight attendants and says it will use its standing to be a player in the pending bankruptcy process to ensure the flight attendants' rights are protected. The union's statement said, quote, "Mesaba flight attendants have been through bankruptcy before. It wasn't the fault of flight attendants 6 years ago, and it certainly is not the fault of flight attendants now. Mismanagement is responsible for poorly running Pinnacle and squandering the millions of dollars in revenue generated by Mesaba prior to the merger," end quote. Earlier this week, the United Steelworkers, who represent Pinnacle's flight attendants and ground crew, said they too are intent on being a player in the airline's bankruptcy proceedings. Well, each year during the Aircraft Electronics Association International Convention and Trade Show, two prestigious awards are presented: the AEA Member of the Year, which honors an individual from an AEA regular member company, and the AEA Associate Member of the Year, which honors a company that is an AEA Associate Member. The 2012 winners were announced on April 5th at the AEA Annual Awards Luncheon. The honorees are Jim Jobert of Pacific Southwest Instruments, who was named the AEA Member of the Year, and Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics, which was chosen as the AEA Associate Member of the Year. The Aviator's Model Code of Conduct, version 2.0, was released Thursday by the project's permanent editorial board. Developed by a team of aviation professionals and drawing upon decades of research and experience, the code promotes ongoing improvements in flying quality and safety. The AMCC is a set of guidelines that is adaptable to each pilot and organizational need. Among other things, the AMCC promotes flight and ground safety, professionalism, and pilot contributions to the aviation community and society at large, encourages the development and adoption of good judgment, ethical behavior, and personal responsibility, and supports communications between pilots, regulators, and others in the aviation industry. The code is a living document and will be periodically updated to reflect changes in standards, practice, and the aviation environment. A pilot down under is recovering after starring in his own personal scene from the movie Snakes in a Plane. Our final word right after this.
The Free Flight Systems Ranger ADS-B UAT radio allows ATC IFR operations beyond traditional radar coverage. With the optional receiver, you can add enhanced situational awareness to this operational benefit. Get more info at www.freeflightsystems.com.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Designed for both fixed and rotary wing aircraft, the DVCS-6100 leverages Becker Avionics' proven expertise in audio applications for the aerospace industry. It is no surprise, therefore, that the DVCS-6100 delivers the best performance of any aircraft digital audio system available today. Look us over at www.beckerusa.com. We continue now with more of Aero News for Friday, April the 6th. I'm Glenn Moyer. An Australian pilot was given the fright of his life when a snake slithered from the dashboard of the plane he was flying, forcing him to make an emergency landing. Braden Beiner-Hassett was on a freight run for Air Frontier from Darwin to the remote town of Pepaminarti in the Northern Territory on Tuesday when the reptile appeared in the cockpit. This, according to a report in Aerospace and Defense News. Well, he made a mayday call and landed safely back in Darwin. Beiner-Hassett told reporters, quote, "My blood pressure and heart rate was a bit elevated. It was an interesting experience," end quote. Air Frontier Director Jeffrey Hunt said Beiner-Hassett handled the situation well, given that Australia is home to some of the most venomous snakes in the world. Beiner-Hassett reportedly had trouble communicating with the control tower during the event. It seems the snake popped its head out near the transmit button that he needed to press to talk to the tower. Once on the ground, a snake handler was brought in but did not find the unwelcomed traveler. A live mouse in a cage is being used as bait, and the aircraft will be grounded until the snake is found. And if you think the pilot had a bad day, imagine how the mouse feels. Well, it's time for us to slither away. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can subscribe to these AeroCasts at iTunes or at www.aero-news.net. Until next time, I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.